All right,
that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. All right, supposing it got really cold and the water froze in the pipes, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
I burst? Yeah. Okay. All right, now, if you would buy a big amount of molasses at one time, what was that called that you bought?
A gallon of molasses.
Would you ever call it a stand of molasses?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
All right.
Have you heard anything about a wreck around the hospital?
Okay. What do you use to urge horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
A whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might have put it in
bag.
Okay. What kind of bag?
Paper.
Okay. Now, how would you buy a fairly large quantity of sugar?
In a sack.
Back then, okay. How about if you were to buy 50 pounds of flour?
I don't know how you buy that unless it was in a sack, a bag.
All right. Okay.
Never bought that much.
Okay. All right. Well, this is all really pertains to your childhood, anyway. Okay. What would you call a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Cocoa sack.
Okay. How about feed, seed, or manure? Would you call it the same thing for all of those?
I guess. Or feed sack. I don't really know because.
What was the other one?
Feed sack.
Oh, okay.
Since
okay.
We didn't live on a farm, see, I don't remember all these terms.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, this one I don't know if you'll know or not, but if you take an amount of corn to the mill to be ground, what amount? Do you know a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about an amount of wood you might carry?
Cord of wood.
All right. Okay, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. When you carry your washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it in a
basket, clothes basket.
Okay. What's something that nails come in that are, it's like a barrel of nails?
Keg.
Okay. What do you call the things that go around the barrel to hold the staves in place? There, like this.
I was going to say staves.
All right, now what goes perpendicular to the staves to hold them in place like this?
I don't know.
Would you ever call them hoops?
Yeah, hoops. Hoops. Right. I would say hoops, not hoops.
Oh, okay.
Hoops.
All right. Okay, what do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out? Say
cork.
A wine bottle.
Cork.
Okay. What do you call this kind of, what did you call this kind of instrument that kids play?
Harmonica.
Okay. What do you call the one that you play and it goes,
We call it a juice harp.
Okay.
I think it's called a French harp, too.
All right, but you call it a juice harp?
Juice harp.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Either.
No, I think it was actually Jew's harp. J-E-W-S, I think is the original, but we used to call it a Jew's harp.
Okay. Could you ever play one of those?
Yeah.
You could?
Uh-huh.
I can't. I've tried so many times.
I remember my grandmother lived with us, and one year that's what she wanted for Christmas.
Really? Your grandmother?
My grandmother. She was real old, and she wanted a juice harp. She got it, too.
Good. Did she show you how to play it?
I guess she did. I don't know, you know.
Probably. Okay. Oh, what do you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. What are some of the normal tools that you or Uncle Norman might have just lying around the house?
Well, a saw, a screwdriver, the hammer, and